Good morning. I'm Julie Small, and this is the California Report. A federal judge has ruled that pensions run by the California Public Employees Retirement System, or CalPERS, are not protected from being cut in bankruptcy proceedings. The decision came yesterday in a bankruptcy hearing for the city of Stockton, which did not cut its employee pensions as part of its plan to emerge from insolvency. Dave Lowe, chair of the public employee coalition Californians for Healthcare and Retirement Security, says he doesn't think the ruling will have a widespread effect.
Cities would have to go through two steps. First, they'd have to declare bankruptcy, which is a rare occurrence. And then secondarily, they would then have to decide they're going to abrogate their pensions.
The judge did not rule specifically on the city's plan to emerge from bankruptcy after 2 years. He said he'll get to that part of the decision at the end of the month. New state legislation signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown this week aims to force unwanted tenants from vacant properties. The measure was inspired in part by complaints from homeowners throughout California that illegal squatters have vandalized their houses, driving some to foreclose on those properties or keep them off the market. Details from the California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief, Stephen Cuevas.
Democratic Assemblyman Steve Fox from the Antelope Valley, north of Los Angeles, says the bill is designed to help residential property owners remove trespassers or squatters from a home quickly.
We can speed up the process real quick. It doesn't have to take a couple months. It could be, you know, right now.
The law enables homeowners to obtain a declaration of ownership when a property is vacant, say while awaiting sale or before some new tenant moves in.
Squatter comes by. You let the sheriffs know. The sheriffs give them 48 hours notice. They don't leave. The sheriffs can now move them and their belongings out without a civil process. Right now, they'd have to go through the eviction court, so you're paying their mortgage payments and the cost of an eviction.
That's because there's no state law that empowers landlords to swiftly remove a squatter, but Dean Preston says the law could end up backfiring on legal renters.
It was introduced as an eviction by declaration bill to enable property owners to remove tenants without having to go to court.
Preston is executive director of Tenants Together, a statewide advocacy group.
And the idea of making it easier to evict tenants after seeing what we saw through the foreclosure crisis is completely the opposite of what our legislature should be doing.
Assemblyman Steve Fox amended the bill to include several additional protections for lawful tenants. The legislation's initial rollout will be limited to the cities of Lancaster, Palmdale, and Ukiah. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
When UC Riverside opened its medical school 2 years ago, it was the first new medical school in the UC system since 1967. It now has 100 students. But it doesn't just want to turn out more doctors. Part of the school's mission involves working to keep them in the area. That's because the Inland Empire has among the lowest number of doctors in the state. KPCC's Elizabeth Aguilera explains.
First, I'm going to see if there's any pain, actually.
Med student Crystal Dietas is on her rotation at Riverside Medical Clinic. She's peeking into ears and noses and asking pint-sized patients about their symptoms.
So I'm going to pull on your ear a little bit and you tell me if it hurts, okay?
There's nothing unusual about a medical student on her clinical rotation, but in Dietas' case, it's very unusual. She's only a few weeks into her first year at UC Riverside's medical school. At most schools, med students don't start seeing patients until much later.
And then we have an 8-year-old physical at 3.
Okay.
And that is the one that'll probably be your best bet to start your HEENT exam on.
Okay.
Dietas is shadowing pediatrician Ravi Berry once every 2 weeks. Barry thinks it's a great idea for students to start their rotations right away.
A whole lot of things are changing in medicine, and in that case, our training needs to change too.
The school has changed rotations in another way as well. Dietas will stay with Barry's clinic for the next 4 years. Typically, students move frequently from one rotation to another. It's all part of UC Riverside's strategy to keep newly minted doctors in the Inland Empire. Dean Richard Olds says there are two key factors that affect where doctors end up practicing.
About 40% of the decision of where doctors practice is based on where they come from. Another 40% of that decision is where you finish your training.
Olds is aiming to hit both of those sweet spots. So far, only about 10% of the med school's applicants have been local. But kids from the area got half the slots in the first class and more than half in the second class. The school is also creating residencies and changing the traditional approach. Most med schools offer residencies at university-run hospitals. UC Riverside is setting up new residencies in community hospitals and clinics. Sarah Gomez is a second-year student at UC Riverside. She says she's definitely going to apply for one of the residencies.
If I want more physicians to be here, what other way can I do it than to be a good physician myself and to encourage other people?
Gomez lived down the street from UC Riverside during high school and earned her undergraduate degree there in biology. She plans to practice family medicine in the area, like her father does in Riverside and Fontana.
What else does this tell us?
Well, the right elbow pain and swelling, so inflammation.
On a recent morning, Gomez attended her problem-based learning class. She uses what she learns here in her clinical rotation at Kaiser Permanente's Riverside facility. She's thrilled that she's been able to shadow a doctor since her first month in med school.
I'm seeing these things that I talked about, for example, cardiology. I see a certain thing and, oh my God, I've heard about this. Or people come in with a cold, I'm listening to their lungs or things like that. Like very applicable things right away.
In addition to favoring local applicants, starting rotations early, and putting residents out in the community, UC Riverside has another arrow in its quiver. It offers 12 scholarships that cover full tuition in exchange for commitment to stay and practice in the area. Pediatric student Crystal Didas, the one we met earlier in her rotation, she got one of those scholarships.
My passion was to stay in Southern California and practice. It's nice to have a place that I can call home and just really feel like it is home.
There's one more way UC Riverside's med school is trying to create more doctors for the Inland Empire. It's bringing middle schoolers in to visit, and it's sending students like Didas and Sarah Gomez to local high schools to try to spark an interest in medicine. For the California Report, I'm Elizabeth Aguilera in Riverside.
That's the California Report for Thursday, October 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.